Hey everybody, this is Caddy. You're in the Year End Cafe with me and my favorite co-host, Simon Laban. Simon,
Ha! Hello, cafe.
welcome.
Hello, caddy. Hello,
How are
cafe. Hello,
you?
cafe listeners. Hello, cafe society.
Thank you so much for spending a few minutes in the cafe with us today to talk about your favorites of the year. Are
Oh,
you prepared? Are
cripes.
you ready to roll?
Yes, I'm ready to roll. Ready to
Okay.
go.
Ready to
Yep.
go.
Yep.
Here, let's start. 2025, the event of the year, not Duran Duran related for you is.
Well, can't remember 2025.
Oh, here we go.
I've
You
been
didn't even.
so busy. I didn't do homework, by the way.
I can see that.
What happened in 2025? Okay, I have an amazing event that happened in January of 2025. My grandson Sasha was born. How about that?
That is a
That's a very personal thing. I think it's amazing.
it's a great event of the year. Sasha is your fourth grandson. You can't be it can't be lost on you how amazing it is that you have three daughters and four grandsons, right?
No, it's extraordinary.
Isn't
Absolutely wonderful.
good for you. And you have nice children. I always tell you that's true. What's the best movie you saw in 2025? Didn't have to come out this year. Just some movie you loved.
Don't think I've been to the cinema in 2025.
Well, you saw on
What
TV
did
or
I see
something?
on TV? This is a really, I'm really bad at this cafe. I'm going to be terribly bad at this cafe.
You didn't even look.
What movies have I seen this year?
Oh, you know what you
I
have to
watched
see?
something for the first time, didn't I? Which is really old. I don't know. What have I seen? What have I seen?
Did you see anything last year? Any of the Oscar movies last year?
No.
You saw Nora, but you didn't care for it.
What was who was the Oscar winner this year?
It was a Nora.
Anora. Oh God, annoying. That's what I called it.
You know, you have to see One Battle After Another, and I think
Yeah, I've
it's on
heard that's
streaming.
amazing. So
Well, I
let's
just
just
think you'd like it.
okay, my favorite movie of the year that I haven't seen yet is One Battle After Another. So many people have told me it's amazing.
John had me see Bulgaria, which I think is that the right name? Vugoria? I don't know. You'd like it. It's with Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons.
Is it
It was.
about Bulgaria? Bulgaria?
No, I think I have the name wrong.
Is it
No,
the
it's a.
country?
No, not even close. It's about aliens. It was weird.
Ooh, I like alien stuff.
It was weird. All right, you're failing this cafe, but let's move
I
on.
know, I know. Favorite book?
No, I'm not up to that one yet. Best TV show or series you watched this year didn't have to come out this year.
It's still Slow Horses,
Is it?
the latest series of Slow Horses is fantastic. It's absolutely amazing. What else did I see that was very good? Oh, the one about the woman who takes a job with somebody very rich on an island. What's that called? Do you know, Scott? She's yeah, exactly. It's that old story. I can't even remember the title of
Is
it.
it a TV show?
Yeah, it was a TV show.
Was it like suspense comedy?
The comedy thriller, I think.
I have no idea. You watching The Diplomat? That's a good show.
I love The Diplomat. Yes, but is that a new one? I
Yeah,
tell you
it's
what
still
I'm gonna
going.
so that what I'm gonna watch. This is all things I'm going to watch.
Okay.
So the thing I'm gonna watch. Is it called Landsman?
Oh yeah, that John
Landsman.
liked
That's
that
supposed to be
one.
very good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm gonna watch this thing called All Her Fault. It's All Her Fault. I'm gonna
Okay.
watch that.
Who's
Yeah.
in that? Do you know?
Somebody.
Somebody.
Somebody's in it. Yeah. So that's what I'm going to watch for sure.
You know, I'm gonna.
Started watching Pluribus because somebody said that was very good, but it's a bit, I don't know. It's a bit, yes, I sort of have to watch that on my own, I think.
Okay. Our lady, our buddy Wendy has that show, St. Denis Medical. It's a sitcom in the US. I don't know
Well,
if you get it.
obviously that's amazing.
Yeah, of course it
Because Wendy's in it.
because Wendy's in it.
Exactly.
I just quickly to jump back to movies, the Emma Stone Jesse Plemons movie is called Begonia. I clearly, I
Begonia,
think
not
I,
Bulgaria.
no, I think you would like it much
I
better
will
than
what? Begonia. Okay, I'll try
Begonia.
it. I'll try it. Yeah.
It disturbed me, and I think you'll like it. What was the best book you read or listened to this year? It did not have to come out this year.
God, I've had some amazing books this
Here
year.
we
In
go.
fact, I
Okay, thank
almost feel that
God.
I should just get my phone out and check what I've been reading recently.
Please do, because this cafe's dying.
Well, it's not my fault. I can't be asked to do homework.
It is.
Listen, I do a fucking radio show every week. I can't
So,
be.
excuse
I
me.
really don't have
I'm
to
right there
do.
with you, kid.
Yes. Whatever. 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 Okay, let's have a look at this. This is what we've been doing recently. Well, ooh, yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's just go library. Come on. Fucking hell. I did a lot. I actually reread a lot of I read This is the one. There's a guy, he's called Joe Abercrombie. I read an amazing thing by him called The Devils. That was extraordinary. I think it's The Devils. I'm trying to find it. Yeah, it was called The Devils by Joe Abercrombie. It's a really, really clever book, really clever story. And I've been this I read a lot of what's her name now? Lisa Jewell. That's amazing. Lisa Jewell, she wrote, well, her most recent one is Don't Let Him In. That's a really good story too.
Is that like a vampire story?
No, it's about a toxic, it's about a guy who uses women and like takes their money and everything else like that.
That's gross.
And what else? But the one I'm on at the moment is a book by Nick Harkaway, who's the son of John le Carré, and he wrote an interim book. You see, after le Carré wrote The Spy Who Came In for the Cold, it was 10 years before he wrote the next George Smiley book, which is Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, right? And so what Nick Harkaway's done is he's written the book that fits in the gap, goes in between The Spy Who Came In from the Cold and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. It's called Carla's Choice, and I'm in it at the moment, and it is delicious. It's espionage. I love the genre. It's fantastic.
Oh, that's so
Absolutely
nice.
loving it. He's one of my favorite authors anyway, Nick Harkaway. He's just so great.
Did he write like his dad,
Well,
or?
he's done it in the style of his dad
Oh,
because it wouldn't
nice.
make sense if he didn't. But if
Right.
there's anybody on this planet who's got the right and knows how to do it, it's him.
True. So is that your book of the year, you think?
Yeah, I think
Okay.
it is. It's what I'm on right now.
Nice. What about podcasts? You went through a big podcast phase. I don't know if you still.
Oh yeah, I don't know. There's some great stuff that the BBC have done, the history ones, and I it was there was a great one about it's called The Ambush, and it's about the war in Afghanistan. It's told from the point of view of a helicopter pilot and some guys who were special forces who got dropped in, and it's a true story about a. About a mission that went completely and utterly wrong.
And it's good. Is
Yeah,
it is this
yeah,
it's several parts, I guess?
yeah, yeah,
And that's your recommendation. Any
yeah.
others that you listen to?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me just get to these.
Take your time.
Oh, there's something really great called "The Rest Is History." I'd really recommend. The people should give that one a bit of a go. The rest is history. You can get on Spotify, I think. Probably get it on Apple Music, or it's like that.
Okay. That's up. I'll listen. Okay, this I know is you are the best person. You're uniquely qualified to answer the best music you've heard this year. I know.
That is so difficult. I think we
We
look
should have
okay.
prepared better,
I
sir.
haven't prepared the best
I
music.
care dearly.
All I can say is, well, if you want to hear the best music that I've heard all year, then you should tune into Whoosh, which is Caddy and my radio show, which is airs on Sundays and Mondays on SiriusXM, The Spectrum, because we're doing our year-end special, and that is a compilation of the best music we've heard all year. It is so difficult to choose one track.
Choose one. Throw these people a
Well,
bone.
we played a fantastic track today. It's called Fundraiser. It's by Bar Italia. It's
Yeah,
jumping.
that's a good one.
There you go.
You know, if you can't listen to Whoosh because you're not in North America, if you go to Whoosh Radio, three O's in Whoosh, whooshradio.com, there is a column called Weekly Whoosh, and it's what we play each week. So you can almost build your own
Oh,
playlists.
great.
Yeah, even though you don't get to hear our bullshit with each
You don't
other.
get to hear all the crap we talk in between songs.
You were you did such a great job as always with Whoosh, but there are some incredible tracks this year. What was that song you played last week by Martin Luke somebody? Martin
Oh,
Luke.
hang on. I can find that one.
That song really stuck with me.
It's called To Be a Man. It's by Martin Luke Brown. To Be a Man. But I just think it's very much like a modern version of Seabird by the Alessi Brothers.
Oh, right. You said that last week, but it's just a beautiful song. I just really liked it. Anyway, what was your favorite Duran Duran moment of 2025?
Oh, got to be the Halloween show that we played at Manchester Co-op Arena. That was spectacular. Blended and spectacular. I've got a horrible feeling that my best moment of last year was the Halloween concert as well at Madison
That's
Square Garden.
okay.
It might be just be that we're just turning into an old zombie.
No, it's really, you guys put so much work
We
into
put so much work in it, and there weren't any zombies or vampires or witches on stage. Well, there's a few witches walk like witch.
Do you remember Witchy Poo from
Of course I do. From
what was that
HR
from?
Puff and Stuff.
HR Puffin Stuff. That was it. I couldn't think of it. So, and that was your favorite. Okay. So what do you, this is the quickest cafe in on
That's
record.
just because I gotta go to the toilet.
Most looking forward to in 2026.
Oh, well, we got some shows coming up for us, but I want to get this album finished that we started working on 4 years ago, 23 years ago, or however long ago it was, because I think there's some great tracks on it. So I'm looking forward to finishing that and getting it out.
Is that reportage?
That is reportage.
God, it's like I heard it 20 something years ago, so I'd like to hear it again sometime soon. Do you think it will come out in 2026?
Fucking better.
Simon, you are a pleasure to have in any cafe, even when you don't do your homework.
You didn't ask me about my cocktail. That's the one thing I did. I did research.
Oh my God, Simon.
Yes.
Holiday cocktail?
Oh my God. Well, if I don't know if we did a smoke show already, but if we didn't, it's that. It's a mezcal drink with chinar and chartreuse
Yes, we
and
did
lemon
that.
juice. We did that
We
one.
did it
Okay.
for your
So
birthday.
now
Throw
because
up.
it's a cafe, and for me, the smell of Christmas is. Ground, freshly ground coffee. My cocktail of the day is an espresso martini.
Can you make that? At home?
Yeah, anybody can make it. You just need very. It's better if you've got an espresso machine.
And then, is it hot? Don't laugh at me. Is it a hot or cold drink?
It's a hot drink.
Is it?
It's a sort of, well, actually, kind of the booze is quite cold, so it kind of chills it down a bit. So it's warm, a warm drink.
Do you sip it?
Not me.
You pound it. So just tell us
Boom!
really
Knock it back.
quickly.
Time for another one.
So, how much espresso and how much? I don't even know how to make a martini. What's
It's
the
a it's a it's
ingredients?
a it's I it's a single espresso, a little bit of sugar at the bottom, and a bunch of vodka and some Kahlua. or Tia Maria, and cream poured on top.
Wishing you all the best,
Lovely.
Simon.
Hey, this is Simon Le Bon wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas, very happy holidays, whatever it is to you. I wish you peace and no fear. All right. I wish you peace, happiness, and love. See you next year.